We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the Word of God, you are encouraged and challenged, and that your faith is stirred. To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
Amen. Are you guys happy? You don't sound happy, man. Thank you. You know, they say joy is like pregnancy. You just can't hide it. No matter what you do, it will show up. So if you say you are joyful and you are happy, I must see some smile and some laughter on your face, is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm at liberty, you know. I'm at liberty. No nervousness, nothing. I call myself a member of this place. I hate denominations. Jesus never brought denominations. Jesus brought family fellowship, togetherness. So everywhere I go, I told the people, forget about I'm apostolic, forget about I'm Pentecostal, forget about I am evangelical, forget about I am this, I'm this. We are the body of Christ. He is the head. I was ministering in Brazil, and there was thousands of people, and there was a lot of things happening. Word of knowledge, things were happening. So I was praying for, they were in a line like this, and I was praying for them. One lady came to me and asked, which denomination are you from? I said, my goodness, in all this, with all this atmosphere, that's the question in your mind. I said, I'm a Christian. She looked at my face, I prayed for her, and she went away. See, my challenge or problem is that we are too much denominational minded. Amen, yeah. And we are missing God. We are missing the true stuff in the faith, in this Christian life, because we are too denominational. Too, this is what I believe, this. What do you stand for? We stand for God. Come on, come on. We stand for Him and Him alone. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Just an introduction to get you. Hey, I'm excited. It's going to be good. Tell your neighbor it's going to be good. I was in Germany ministering, and I walk out of my hotel room, and I think it was around 15 minutes for the conference to start. I was one of the speakers. I walk out of my hotel room. I saw two of the protocols of the guys, and they came. Is everything okay? How is today? I said, it's going to be great. They look at my face and say, how do you know it's going to be great? The service is not even started. I told them, I said, every messenger get a hold of the message before the message comes out. Hey, so it was good. It's not pride, yeah? Okay, I'm Kwabena Poku. That is my original name. But you can't mention it. You'll be biting your tongue. So I just go by Kobe. Okay, I came with my family. You saw them, the beautiful kids, beautiful wife. Happy wife, happy life. So we've been in Wales for getting to 2 years now. I'm not from Denmark, but I'm from Ghana. We lived in Denmark. My wife is Dane. So we stayed there, and then we got a call to come here, leading a church in town. That is who we are. That is who I am. I'm a Christian. And there we go. What if this water, yeah, just imagine it's petrol. Do you know petrol? Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's not water, it's petrol. Okay, so I start pouring this petrol here. Okay, Simon, do you want to stand here, please? Good. And I put a match on it. What will happen? It will go up. Whilst they were praying for you and your family, I saw flames of fire that lit right in front of you and your family. And this is the word of the Lord to you that is going to spread like fire through you and your family. Nothing can stop it. Watch it. This is the word of the Lord. It's going to go. It's not by struggling, by your effort. God is going to do it because you have availed yourself and your family to do this. It's going to spread, and this city will hear the good news. That's the word of the Lord for you. Yeah. Amen. Okay, let's go on. And what the lady was saying about salvation, I had the same thing. The Lord said, call in front and pray for them that are standing in for anyone who want to be saved. And then she started saying all this. And you gave a very brilliant picture of your kid. Brilliant. That I couldn't even have said it. Brilliant. So if you're here and you're standing in for someone to be saved, be rest assured. Stay with the protocol. Stay with him. Stay with him in prayers. The devil cannot hold any family member captive. No. When you are in the prayer room, they can't. I stood in for my mother for 10 years. Never wavering in faith, keeping praying. She was drinking, she was doing all the things, but I didn't see that. I saw Christ in her. And I kept praying. I kept praying. And now she's saved. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Keep praying. And don't pray in doubt. Keep praying. Praying in faith. Pray, pray, pray. Pray without ceasing. You don't stop praying. No matter how the situation, don't look at the situation. We care less about what's happening around us. We care about him. And his word. So salvation will come. Amen. Amen. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. Philemon. There you go. It says that the communication of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I like these words. Effective acknowledgement that the communication of your faith, that the sharing of your faith might become or may become effective only when you acknowledge the good stuff in you. The word acknowledgement in the Greek is, we don't have any theologians here. Oh. To went now. Okay, I just keep remembering of what happened somewhere, you know. That the acknowledgement of every good thing in you. So, until you acknowledge the good stuff in you, you cannot be effective as a believer in Christ Jesus. It is only when you acknowledge that you are somebody valued, that is only why you can bless people. That you acknowledge. The word acknowledgement, I'm coming to that, is precise, accurate, correct knowledge. So you know what you have and what you carry. In Acts chapter 3, Peter said, such as I have, I give unto you. He says, silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have. I like that boldness. Such as I have. This breaks religion. Religion say, oh, be careful what you say. Oh, who are you to say you have this? Such as I have. I know what I have. Do you know what you have? He says, such as I have. Come on, get out. Sorry, mate. Such as I have. Such as I have. Peter knew what he got. Come on, yeah. And it was so easy. It was so easy for him to command the lame, the crippled guy to walk out. It was so easy because he knew it. The effectiveness of his faith, the sharing of his faith, become effective by acknowledging what you have. So when I know what I have, nobody can tell me what. No matter what happens, I know what I have. Church, when you know what you have, you don't struggle in faith. I said to my church, I said, the believer in Christ don't struggle for faith. We are brought into faith. What the believer is struggling for is acknowledgement of the right stuff he got. It's knowledge. Lack of knowledge, my people perish. It is knowledge. Knowledge of who you are in Christ. When I know, when you know what you are in Christ, regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens. I'm not here to say you can go through challenges. I'm going through a lot.
But you see, it's not about the challenges. It's about how I respond to the challenges. Because the challenge is an opinion of somebody. And I'm holding on to the opinion of God. Whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord, not the report of my circumstance. So I'm touching on prayer. But you see, I'm setting a foundation knowing that when you know what you have inside of you, precise, accurate knowledge of who you, what you have, is so easy to pray. So easy to pray. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says that the excellency of the power of God will be of the Lord. Paraphrasing, let me go back. It says that this treasure is found in earthen vessels. This treasure is found in earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power of God might be of him. My own is to acknowledge the power in me. It's not mine. I'm acknowledging in me. The excellency of the power might be of him. But I have to acknowledge that I got it. I have to acknowledge that I got it. What do you got? What do you have inside of you? Those who know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. Daniel 11, 32. Those who know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. There's going to be, this is not false prophecy, but there's going to be massive chaos in the world. The prophet said that there's going to be thick darkness will cover the earth. But those that will know their God, they will rise. God will rise on them and overcome darkness. So it's not time to play church. Not at all. Not at all. It's time to know who you are in Christ. Because the storms will come. It is only them that know who they are in Christ that will stand. Not only the people that just come to church or come into a building. I went to Ghana some time ago and I went to a worship conference. I sat there and they're worshiping and they were dancing. You know we dance. Yeah. You can't take it from us. We dance. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, on the lighter note. I took my wife, my mother-in-law went to Ghana and she saw my mother dancing in front. My goodness. She stood there for a while, opened her mouth. After the dance, said, "Mommy, teach me how to dance." Okay, that aside. So I was in this conference. You don't get my joke. Oh, my goodness. I was in this conference. And the people were dancing and celebrating. And suddenly, the Holy Spirit said to me, "I wish they have the same attitude when they go outside." Yeah. I wish. The Spirit of God said. So I was sitting there. I was in front. I looked at my back. At my back at the congregation. And they were sweating in dance, sweating in praise. And the Spirit said, "I wish they are like this when they go outside." Because that is where church starts. That is where it starts. That's why I like what you guys are doing in the community. What are you doing in the community as a person? What are you doing in the community? The scripture says in Mark 16 that about what you call the Great Commission. It says, "Go into all the earth and preach the gospel." The Greek word for earth is ethnos. And ethnos is not necessarily traveling around. It's influencing your sphere. Influencing where you are, in your office, in your community, in your family, wherever, where you are, that is your earth, that is your world, your ethnos. Start there, influence them. So acknowledging that the communication of your faith may become effective by acknowledging every good thing in you. Jesus will not sacrifice his life for dummies, sorry. He will not. God killed Jesus for you. That means there is something valuable in you and on you. Wow. Do you know why God will do that? Because we carry his DNA. Come on, yeah. He says he formed the clay. He formed man with the clay. Like that. And he breathed into man. And man became. So you seated there, you carry a part of God. Because without the breath, you were what? Clay. So when you got out of the scene or you departed from God, it hurt God. I see God sitting there and say, oh my goodness, the part of me is gone. I need to go for that part. Because he breathed. He gave himself to you. And therefore Jesus came to buy you back to himself. That shows how important and valuable you are. I'm not here to flatter anyone. It's not important. But you are so valuable, Jesus have to die for you. So you have to be able to acknowledge that in you. And then prayer life become very effective. Paul talked to the church of Corinth. He says that, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Maybe you might not know in this modern time what temple is. But study the word temple in the Old Testament. You can't play around with the temple, no. You can't. Because it was a holy thing. And he said, know ye not your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So God dwells in you. I walk with God. Yeah. Everywhere I go, he is in me. I'm in him. Yeah. Yeah. So he's not coming. I came with him, if you don't know. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the living of the Holy Spirit? He dwells in you. What a privilege. What a life. What a life. He dwells in you, people of God. See, when we grasp this truth and this reality, Newport will answer to us. Newport will answer to us. They don't know. They don't know. We know. We know. They don't know. We know. I was in a prayer meeting. I'm okay. I'm not on the subject, but this is what I feel to do, and I'm at a Liberty Church. I'm at liberty to do this, yeah. We're in a prayer meeting, yeah? And suddenly, they brought this case of one club in Newport here. I'll mention names. I don't even know the names, but that the youth, they go there on Fridays to go, you know, do their thing. And suddenly, there's like a cold water. I don't believe the Holy Ghost come and go, right? He's always here. In those days, he come and go, but I have him always, 24/7. But sometimes, he wants you to feel him more than something. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it, but I don't believe those who say, more of you, Lord, more of you. But you can't have more of God because you have him here. You have him, more of him. You have him here, you know. But sometimes you just feel something, you know. You do know what I mean? Make my preaching easy, people. Oh, sorry. So, suddenly, I had this. And I told them that we're going to pray and close that club. Listen to what you know when somebody don't believe, you can see it on their face. And they go, Pastor. I said, let's pray and close it. Prior to that, in Ghana, I had the same experience. I was leading a youth ministry. And anytime, we meet on Saturdays, and anytime we have to meet, they've gone to the club, so they don't come, and you know what they do there. And in the prayer meeting at one night, I said, let's close it. I'll come back to the one in Newport, but it's referring to what happened in Ghana. I said, let's close it. And the same, the people, my leaders, they all, how can it happen? I don't need you to, but I believe it. So we prayed, Heath. We prayed. I believe that it will happen. Yeah. The following week, armed robbers had robbed that club, rendered the club useless and nothing, taking everything of theirs away. The good news is that that club building was used for a church. How can it be? But see, somebody have to stand in and believe that acknowledgement, acknowledging the Gustav in you, such as I have. It's closed down. And this one in Newport here, we prayed, we closed the meeting. The following Sunday, I was in church. No, the Tuesday prayer meeting. Pastor, I walked past the club is closed. It's closed. People of God, when I acknowledge that stuff in me, something must happen. And it's not only about spiritual things. Let me just do this in court. I believe everything is spiritual, but we know what I mean, but we think it's only praying. Or it can happen in your academics, at your office, in your workplace. It can. I studied as an architect. I worked as an architect for some years before I came to full-time ministry. One time, I didn't go for lectures. And the professor taught them something. And he gave them assignment. I went back to lectures. And I asked, what did the professor say? He said, don't bother. Even we that were here, we don't even understand anything. How much more you who didn't come? I said, you just give me the assignment. They gave me the assignment. I went home. I sat at my board. At that time, we used a board to draw on it until software came with this weird stuff. So I sat on my board. I said, Holy Spirit of God, if you say you are who you are, teach me this. Teach me this. I don't want to only experience you in church. Teach me this. Suddenly, I began to do it. I did it. Went, took it to school. It was one of the best. Come on. I was not there, but the Holy Ghost was there. He is our advocate. He is with us. Not only to pray in tongues. I told some of the people that pray in tongues. I said, you don't even know what you're praying. Because if you know what you're praying, something must happen. Yeah. Yes. See, we speak mysteries. The word mysteries is you speak the counsel of God. Come on. You speak the plans of God when I pray in tongues. Whoa. I might not know what is happening around me, but when I pray in tongues, I'm communicating the mind of God, which my senses don't get. What a privilege to speak in tongues. So prayer. The believer is, or the believer in Christ, pray from his or her status in Christ, not from his or her situations. The believer in Christ, pray from his status. For we've been raised and we are seated together with him. Ephesians 2:6. We've been raised. So anytime I stand to pray, I pray from where I am seated. Regardless of what is happening. And God saw darkness and spoke. Why? Because of where he was sitting. And we are brought. Colossians 1:13. We've been translated, delivered from one kingdom to another kingdom. So anything I do has to come from that kingdom principle. I cannot be using the principles or the laws of Ghana in Britain. It won't work. We cannot be using the principles we used to use when we were in the world when we come here in Christ. No. So the game has changed. The game has changed. So I pray not from my situations, but I pray from my status in Christ. What is praying from my status in Christ? It's praying from faith and victory. I don't pray for victory. I pray out of victory. I pray out of victory. So I already know that it's going to happen. I'm not wavering. I'm not doubting. I know it's going to happen. Because I'm praying. I'm praying. And when I pray, it will happen. Because I know who I'm made of. Who I am in him. Don't look at me like that. Because somebody will say, I'm nothing. Of course. I'm dead with Christ. I'm alive in him. Yeah. Paul is saying, the life that I live now is what? Is faith in Christ. So he said, who am I? Who are we? Oh, who are we? See those religious stuff. Who are we? Who am I? Wretched. I'm just a mere mortal. No, you're not. Created in his image. God sees you when he sees himself. He sees you when he sees himself. You see him and you see yourself. James 1:25, he says that continually beholding the law of liberty. Continually. So when I look at the word of God continually, I'm changed. Because I'm seeing the mirror. The word of God is my mirror. So when I continually look into the law of liberty, which is the word of God, I am changed. I don't see myself now. I see myself in him. I see myself in him. So I continually look in the word. Look in the word. Look in the word. Look in the word. And I'm changed. My mind is changed. And when my mind is changed, my spirit comes alive and we do wonders for God. Renew your mind, Paul will say. 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 Hey, are you getting it? Praying out of your situation is praying from anxiety and fear. It's praying from anxiety and fear. Thank you. Praying for anxiety and fear. I've been to many prayer meetings, and I can just know that what they are praying is fear, is faithless. I can just know. I tell them, why come to pray in this? Because the scripture says in James, if you're unstable, if you doubt him, you won't receive anything. I don't need a prophet to tell me this. The scripture says so. So I better don't pray at all. Work on my knowledge in him. Then pray. Because he's not going to answer you anyway. Oh, God is a merciful God, that is true. But he will not go against his word. The integrity of God's word sounds so sure. He was not going to go against his word. So when you go to prayer meeting, when you come to prayer meeting, come in faith. Yes. You don't lack faith. No believer lacks faith. You have faith. You have faith. You've been brought into faith. So don't let anyone tell you that you of course, you need faith. You have faith. You know, people say, oh, I don't have faith. That is why things are not working. God gave you faith. Yeah. Use that one. He gave you faith. You can't come to him until he draws you. And before he draws you, he put faith in you so that you believe in him. That's why you sit here. Because that is faith. You can't do anything. He chose you. He didn't even choose him. He chose you first. He chose you in your wretchedness, in my wretchedness. He chose me. Put faith in my spirit that I can respond to him because he's a spirit. Gee, I sense something here tonight. It's not tonight. It's in the evening. In the afternoon, sorry. I get confused and I'm just joking. We'll be here tonight. Paul did the same. See, Paul preached and somebody fell down. If you know that scripture. And now, don't tempt me, bro. Don't tempt me. So let's go to some scriptures, please. Let's go to some scriptures. Somebody say, you've talked too much. Open the Bible, please. I was preaching somewhere in Denmark, and one person just came to me. Hey, you know, our pastor, even when he's coming to preach, he don't even pray. I said, what? Do you know how many hours he spent time praying before he comes? Is it only his 2 minutes prayer here that will do something? And so I'm just saying, I'm going to open the Bible. Sorry. Just this Danish humor that is affecting this African. Amen. Let's go to Mark chapter 11, 12 to 14. Okay, we're going to read it carefully. Mark chapter 12, what? Mark chapter 11. Can you pop it on the screen? If not, it's okay, Simon. Are you there, people? Thank you. Mark 11, 12 to 14. It says that now the next day, when they had come out of Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. His humanity speaking. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he will find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it,
let no one eat fruit of you ever again. And the disciples heard it. I like that word, the disciples heard it. You know, being a disciple of someone, you have to be in school. You just listen to what they say, even when they are doing something that is not even time to teach you. Yeah. It's learning, looking at your how do you call it, your master or whatever, and just learn. He don't need to sit you there and teach you. Look at him, and you learn. And they heard him. 20. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. You see, Peter is dealing with Jesus. But Jesus turned to him. Let's pause here. I'm talking about prayer in a different angle this afternoon. See, we know prayer as a simple definition as communicating or in communication with God through his word. Okay, that is the basic definition. So what I'm going to say might not be as this. Because when you are praying, and by this definition, God is your audience. Communicating with God. God is your audience. So what I'm going to teach now or talk about now is part of the umbrella of prayer. When situations becomes your audience. But it stems out of prayer. See, Jesus, in his public prayers, always addressed situations. He always, most of his public prayers. Lazarus, comfort, be healed. In Jesus' name. He didn't say Jesus' name anyway. He said, be healed. Somebody said, you know, you didn't even say Jesus' name. I said, I don't need to add Jesus in Jesus' name at the end of my prayer that will qualify it. It's not said anywhere. I don't say, okay, be healed in Jesus' name. No, the fact that I am praying, I'm praying in his name. So I don't even need to add in Jesus' name for it to be perfect, yeah? So, Jesus spoke to the situations, dealing with the situations being his audience. He spoke to the storm. You storm, keep quiet. He spoke to them, okay, which is an umbrella, under the umbrella of what? Of prayer. Okay. So he says that, have faith in God. 23, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, the word say. See, Peter came to me and said, Rabbi, the tree you cursed is dead. Then he pointed to them. For assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes in those things which he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. So now, it's not about Jesus. Jesus is pointing what happened also to them. So you can also do the same. Whosoever. And I'm among those whosoever. Are you among the whosoever? Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, shall be removed. I believe that we've come to a point as a church. There is a place for that. Please hear me carefully so you don't misquote me. There is a place of this. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, do this. Oh, Lord, do this. There's a place for that. But I think God is expecting us to roar like lion and begin to speak to the situations. Begin to speak to the situations. Yeah. Not always, God, help me. Oh, God, help. No. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Yeah. What are you using the power for? Oh. Are you going back to him again and say, Lord, help me, when he has given you the power to make changes? Good. You shall receive power. Yeah. You shall. We have it now. Amen. We have it now. Amen. You have it now. He's not coming again. No. He settled it. It's a done deal. I just need to acknowledge it so it will become effective by the sharing of my faith. Amen. You have it inside. Don't look at yourself as nice as you are. That is why he says that this treasure is in an earthen vessel. Yeah. This treasure is in clay like you and I. It's in us. That the excellency of the power of God might be of him.
He's the one doing the thing. I'm just connecting myself. Do you know how much power is here? Get into one socket and put something inside. The electricity is here. It's here. You have to plug inside. And Jesus helped us plug inside. I'm ever plugged. I cannot be unplugged. It's a choice. Situations cannot unplug me. I'm ever plugged. Paul said, "No, there's no depth, no persecution. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. I'm plugged. I'm plugged." As I said, we are not. It's not time to do church. I study the scriptures like I'm. Somebody said, "Oh, because you're a pastor." I said, "No, I'm not." Oh, I'm whatever. It's not because of that. Because I'm a Christian. My whole life is on this. So why should I just play with the studying of the scriptures? Why should I play with it? I make time for it. I make dates to study the word. Everybody is a theologian. Everybody. Who is a theologian? Who is theology? It's knowing God. It's knowing God. That is a simple definition of theology or theologians. It's knowing God. Theology. Knowing God. And now you don't want to know God. So what I'm saying is that God has called you and I to speak to the situations. Speak to it. He said, whatever you say to this mountain, whatever you say. And I like it. When Jesus said to the fig tree or catch the fig tree, he left. The fig tree was still there blossoming. But Jesus knew without any shadow of doubt that tree is cursed. He cursed it from the root. What am I saying? It doesn't matter how the situations look like when we speak to it. You must see that it's still blossoming or it's still there. Don't look at that. Jesus never looked at the tree with all the leaves. He went. I've done my job. And then Peter remember Jesus. Oh, the tree you cursed. And he pointed to them, hey, you can also do the same, yeah? That's why I'm here. You can also do the same. There's no difference between you, different from you and Jesus. We are the same. You see? He came as a human being. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Heath of Zimbabwe. I don't know if you feel of Newport. How God anointed him. How God anoint? You see, God don't need anointing. It is man that needs it. Yeah. Anointing is just empowerment. How God empowered Jesus, who went about healing the sick and setting the oppressed free and doing good stuff. Good news. The same spirit that resurrected Jesus abides in me. Abides in me. I don't know if you have it, but I feel it. See, the same spirit. The same spirit which caused Jesus to do what he was doing lives in me. I need to acknowledge him. I need to acknowledge him. I need to acknowledge him. Everywhere I go, what are you saying, Spirit of God? Everywhere. Everywhere. That is in me. Amen. Let's go to the other scripture. Please tell me the time. I'm 5 minutes. Okay, let's close it down. Let's close it down. Let's go to the other scripture about a centurion. Luke chapter 7. Yes. You know the story. Because of time, I'll just make it very short, okay? So this centurion, the servant was sick and sent for Jesus. And Jesus was doing some stuff. And then the centurion said, no, you don't have to. You don't even have to come. Speak your word. Speak your word. For I am a man under authority. When I say go, they go. When I say come, they come. Okay, the word, can you go to that the other scripture, please? Is it John, yeah? John 1:12. Okay, so I'm just comparing words here, you see. When the man said, I am also under authority, the word authority is exousia. It's the same word that is used here. But you shall receive him when. Yes. But to all who did receive him,
who believe in his name, he gave them the right. The word right is authority or power. That is the same word used in Luke. That you are under authority, so when you speak, I'm also under authority. When I speak, they go. And it says that when you become a Christian, you have been given rights. You've been given authority. So like the centurion, when he speak, they go. When you also speak, people has to, it have to be done. Because you are under a superior authority. Even the centurion was under limited authority. But you, by reason of your status now as a Christian, you live under authority. So when I'm praying and situations are my audience, I don't beg them to go. I cast them out. This beats religious mentality. Who are you to say you command? Who are you, of course? I don't want to say I'm nothing, but Christ in me. Christ in me. Hope of glory. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Say, speak. You have authority. You are under authority. Any man who is not under authority cannot operate in authority. Any man who is not under authority cannot operate in authority. That authority is short-lived. Short-lived. You can see all the crowd following him, but it will be short-lived if you are not accountable to anyone. He's short-lived. But we live under a higher authority. There is no authority above the authority of God. We are privileged to live under that authority. Privilege. Privilege. So everywhere I go with boldness. Boldness. Because I know who I am. You must know who you are. Go with boldness. I enter into a very big conference hall in Brazil, as I was saying, to be a conference speaker. And the pastor looked at me. He told me after administration, yeah. He looked at me and said, he said in his heart, who is this? A skinny boy. I thought he's coming, you know. I didn't know that. It's after the service. Then he said, sorry for saying this in my head, that when you came in, I thought nothing. You know, see how people are. It's not about the stature. The scripture said, know ye no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. Church, I'm not here to lift myself up. No. I'm here to lift us up as a people. I'm here to lift us up. Because as I said, I'm a member of this church. You might not know. So when I go, I'm free. So I'm speaking as a brother. I'm speaking as a son. I'm speaking as a friend. That together we can make things happen in Newport. Together. 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 I was talking to my church leaders. Was doing something about doing some stuff together with the Friars Walk thing of churches coming together and the worship that happened. I said, we closed our church down. They said, what? We closed the church down? I said, we're just closing the building. Church is happening there. We just closed the building. And we move. We are the church. I'm not closing you down. But you see, people have too much of, oh, I'm of this, I'm denomination. Oh, I said, we close it down. We close the building down. Not the church down, I'm just using church because we close the building down for Sunday. He said, what if people come in? Oh, we're right. Now church is in Friars Walk. Church is in Friars Walk. I just think that sometimes Jesus, God, they sit up there and they wonder, what are my people doing? What are they doing? Fighting against themselves. See, even the Muslims don't do that. No, even demons don't do that. Do you remember the scripture? A demon was cast out, went out, came back to check if it's empty. And when it was empty, he went to pick people to come in. Unity. Even the demons. Even the demons. Let's be on our feet, please, and pray. Let's be on our feet. Sorry, let's be on our feet and pray. I have 1 minute. The 5 minutes, I have 1 minute. Let's pray. Adam, can you touch the keyboard, please? Oh, you're touching it. Yes, you are too much in the spirit, bro. Touch it. Jesus. 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 Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Nado zika bahantaha. Speak in tongues if you can. Speak if you understand and if you can. Yes, yes, yes. Heal the sick. Set the oppressed free. Kadiba tadida ali kresimanto habadosa. Ekatani malitan dolo zetetelita hata. Asika duni mi ante katibla tonomosike. Ika bratozi branteleme kedede predezi mantakaha. Latuni matania kakayande shede. Ele mozuzuni mazuni mazuni niande. Jende kredibo jada hada 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 hada. Latuni matani makelebe zibriata tari alalabazede. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for bringing healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Now I command every sick person to be healed. Right now. I command every infirmity to lose its hold on you. I demand your healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Demand your healing from every attack of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lay hands on where you are hurting, please. Let's pray. Kabate mosata. In the name of the Lord Jesus, command every sick person healed, Lord. Command every sick person healed. Every pain loose. Every sickness in the blood. Every sickness in the mind. Every sickness in the bones. Every sickness in the body. In the name of Jesus, I command you to lose your hold and go. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. I want to pray finally for some specific people now. If you're going through some very difficult predication or whatever you call it, difficult stuff, yeah? I want to pray for you. Stand with you as a family. Stand with you as a family. You're going through stuff as my brother said. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, I see a hand. I see a hand. I see a hand. Lifting you up through that which you're going through. I see a hand. I see a hand. Kada bazuta. If you such person, please come. I'll just lay hands on you when you go. There's no mystery in this. Yes. Jesus.